Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and especially good evening to our veterans. Tonight, we are honoring our World War II veterans, as we honor all our veterans this evening as well. But in addition to that, I was handed a thing out of the courier a few minutes ago, and we thought we'd be remiss if we didn't say thanks to a bunch of other people that you'll see what I'm talking about. I am proud of my country's efforts to pay respect, consideration, and honor to those who served our country, which we love so much. We each have, in our own way, our own story and experience of what the wars have meant to us personally, and I too have mine. All these honorable efforts give credit to those who gave full measure that this great country could be saved and our own lives might continue, each in our chosen way. I am always saddened by the lack of acknowledgement, consideration, and honor to the mothers, fathers, wives, sweethearts, families, friends, and fellow countrymen who endured the goodbyes far too often permanently. And those whose efforts to keep that which was needed available and whose dedicated their time and efforts to keep the home fires burning. Also, those who endured the lonely, trying and everlasting patience of waiting to see how their lives and loved ones would be, how it would affect them by the war. In closing, I would like to offer these words. When we meet our fellow men as we journey down our stream of life, God, make available a way to do so in harmony. And I would personally like to say thanks to all the husbands, mothers, wives, fathers, sons, daughters, and the families, to all those who have waited at home. Thank you so much.
Bob Loudon put together a rousing medley of the songs associated with the five branches of the armed forces that he's entitled Armed Forces Salute. For those veterans who are here tonight, no matter when you served or in what branch, we'd like you to either stand or otherwise indicate your branch when you hear your appropriate song. Coast Guard. Marines. Navy. Once again, in this, the 53rd season of the Riverside Summer Concert Series, we have another first. Jack Taylor, who has been the director of this organization for the past 17 years, has played with the band and has soloed, but has never soloed while directing the band. An accomplished saxophonist, he is currently a member of the Toledo Jazz Orchestra. After taking the reins of the Civic Concert Band, he began composing his own music, not only for the band, but for the Civic Jazz Band, also for the university bands as well. He is a nationally recognized, nationally regarded musician and composer. This feature, which he has written, comes from the catalog of one of America's greatest jazz legends, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, who got his start playing trumpet in the house band at one of New Orleans' finest bordellos. This song was a number one hit in England in the 60s, but it wasn't until the 1985 Robin Williams movie, Good Morning Vietnam, where he played Army DJ Adrian Cronauer from Lima, that it became a hit here. Here's Jack Taylor with his adaptation of the Louis Armstrong hit, What a Wonderful World. Thank you. That's all I can say is wow. Is Betty Bozzo here this evening? If she is, would she stand, please? There she is. For those of you who don't know, Betty was the band's good right hand. She was secretary for 30 years to the Fine Arts Division of the University of Findlay, sending out the letters, asking people to play with the band, and sending out the lineup of what the band was to play for the season. Her assistance was vital in the success of what the band has become today. Upon her retirement this year, Betty purchased for the band these next three pieces, and the band thanks her for this gift and for all of the work she did for the band for those many years. Beginning with World War II, thousands of Hollywood movie stars, popular singers, and glamorous girls in scanty costumes made their way not only across battlefields in order to entertain the troops, but in canteens, hospitals, and military camps here in the U.S. and abroad. The United Services Organization, or the USO as it's more popularly known, became the conduit for these entertainers to bring a little bit of home to the troops from the steaming jungles of Asia to the forests and fields of Europe and the frozen tundra of the Arctic. The man most widely known among all of those who brought these USO shows was Ohio's own Bob Hope. When World War II began for the U.S., the government went to Hope and asked him to tour the world's battlefields to take the troubles of war off the minds of the soldiers, visit them in base hospitals, and so on. Hope did so from World War II to Desert Storm, and his TV specials of his Christmas USO shows in Vietnam are legendary. Hope's theme song was Thanks for the Memory, which he sung in his first feature film, The Big Broadcast of 1938, which won the Oscar for Best Song. Here's Jack Taylor and the Findlay Civic Concert Band with a Ted Ricketts arrangement of Thanks for the Memory. In the annals of composers for music for the movies, none can compare with John Williams, with his themes for such movies as Jaws, Sugarland Express, E.T., the Indiana Jones trilogy, the Star Wars epics, Schindler's List, and countless others. has garnered him over 60 Oscar nominations, the most of any person in the history of the Motion Picture Academy. One of those films chronicled the epic sea battle over a tiny yet strategic island in the Pacific Ocean, Midway. Here's Jack Taylor and the Findlay Civic Concert Band in their presentation of Midway March. This selection was written by Samuel Hazo for the New Mexico Military Institute bands in Roswell. It's a stirring and moving salute to the veterans of all conflicts in this nation has participated in. Especially moving is the poetry Hazo composed for this piece and will be read by the first coordinator for the Concerts in the Park series, John Hudson. Here's the Findlay Civic Concert Band under the direction of Jack Taylor with Samuel Hazo's Each Time You Tell Their Story. Thank you.
No soldiers choose to die. It's what they risk by being who and where they are. It's what they dare while saving someone else whose life means suddenly as much to them as their own, or more. To honor them, why speak of duty or the will of governments? Think first of love each time you tell their story. It gives their sacrifice a name and takes from war its glory.
When World War II began, not only were everyday Joes drafted into the services, many musicians were as well. Some of the nation's leading big band leaders had their own service bands, the most famous of all, Glenn Miller's Army Air Corps Band. Warren Barker has pieced together a wonderful medley of hits from the Glenn Miller Band he calls In the Miller Mood, featuring In the Mood, Moonlight Serenade, I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, Serenade in Blue, Little Brown Jug, At Last, and finally the Anvil Chorus. Although war waged across Europe and Asia since the late 1930s, in the U.S., isolationism reigned until a fateful day when an attack by the Japanese awoke a U.S. giant into the World War. Jay Bokuk has composed a stirring and moving tone poem about the chaos and confusion of the Pearl Harbor attack and what President Roosevelt called a date which will live in infamy. Here is Jack Taylor directing the Findlay Civic Concert Band in At Dawn They Slept, December 7, 1941.
We'll be right back.
Before our final number, I'd like to pass along some sad news for the band. After nearly 30 years in leading the percussion section, Mark Rice is leaving the band along with his wife Laura, who's been on the mallets for the past 8 years or so. Mark and Laura will be heading to the Charlotte, North Carolina area soon, where Mark has accepted a transfer. Percussion section will miss Mark and Laura greatly. We close tonight's concert with the once traditional closing, John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever. I call a grand finale. Not just to tonight's show, but for the Findlay Civic Concert Band series this year. Let's hear it for them.